I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with you today. Brother has them, so he can put them up on the screen. We're going to read a few scriptures before we get started with what we're going to talk about today, but you're quickly going to discover what we're talking about. We're going to go over to Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to look at verse 36 today. Matthew chapter 9 in verse 36, and this is something that God wants it to work in every one of our lives. And it was working in your life today, and it was Him that was doing it for us. Matthew 9:36 says this, speaking of Jesus, "For when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion on them, because they were faint and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd." Now turn over to Luke chapter 7, and we are going, or no, I'm sorry, I get all mixed up here. Luke chapter 13. I don't know what scriptures I gave to Brother Brian. Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 17. That scripture that I read in Matthew, that Jesus seen them and He had compassion on them because they were like sheep having no shepherd. And now we're going to see compassion in action. And this morning, what I'm going to talk to you about is empathy and compassion and what the difference is between the two and how they are to work in our life and how it has already worked in your life. Starting with verse 11 of Matthew chapter 13. "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed down and could in no wise lift herself up. When Jesus saw her, He called her to Him and said unto her, 'Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity.' And He laid His hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus has healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, 'There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day.' The Lord then answered him and said, 'Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?' And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done unto him." And so here you can see compassion in action. You can see an empathy that Jesus had for this lady here. And right there, right off the start in verse 11, the compassion and the empathy was kicking in. And there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed down. That means that she was bent over and she could in no wise lift herself up. And you probably have all found yourselves at some point or another in your situation, amen, that perhaps you're not bent over physically like this woman was bent over. She was physically bent over, probably from the waist up. She was bent over. You're not bent over physically like this woman was, but you're bent over with all the responsibilities and burdens and sadness and things that you're carrying in your heart and in your soul today. And the Lord, when He sees this, as He's seen this woman was bent over, and we're going to get further into this, what He actually did. We know that He healed her. And when He sees us today, amen, with the sadness and things that's going in our lives, in our families, and in our friends, we're just bent over. And if you'll notice in verse 11, that she could in no wise lift herself up. And there's many times that we can get so bowed down with the burdens and the cares of life that it is impossible for us to lift ourselves up. We don't have the power to lift ourselves up. We're overwhelmed by the things going on around us. And perhaps it has happened at one time or another time in your life. Amen. And you can feel bowed down today with all the things that are wrong in this world. You might feel bowed down with all the things that are wrong in this world. You might feel bowed down by the political situation that we're in our country. It just bows you down. It just tears your heart out. It just rips you out. You might feel bowed down because you can look around you and you can see the oppression of the enemy upon other people and even upon Christian believers, how the devil's just wrecking and ruining their lives. And it just tears you up inside. You just feel bowed down. You feel hopeless and you feel helpless. Amen. Because there's so many people that have opposing opinions in this world and how to deal with these issues. It just bows us down. We're glad when we get news that our governments are changing some rules and doing things where they're actually honoring God's word and the legislation that they're making. But there's other times we're just so bowed down. We're just so burdened down with those things. Amen. Many times our souls are bowed down within us. This woman was physically bowed over. Amen. She was turned at the waist and walking in a way. And she had been carrying that for 18 long years. Amen. And when she came into the temple that day to worship the Lord, amen, she was bowed down. So you might be down, bowed down with some things in your life. You're not able to stand up straight and throw your shoulders back and put your head up and put a smile on your face. You can do it if I ask you to do it. But inside, you're just bowed down. You're just weighed down with all the stuff that is going on around you. And so what did Jesus do to this woman when he saw her? He said in verse 12, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmities." And God wants to loose us today. He wants to loose you today from those things that weigh you down, those things that just cause your spirit to bow down within you, to put a sadness within your heart. Amen. It's those things that take away the joy of your salvation. God wants to help you. And what did he do with this woman in verse 13? He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and she glorified God. And so what we need in our lives today, if we're bowed down within ourselves, amen, we need that compassion of the Lord. We need him to lay his hands upon us. We need a touch of Jesus in our lives. And in case you hadn't figured it out, that's what Jesus was doing here this morning through the Spirit. He was moving in our midst. He was touching hearts. He was coming in, and as it were, he was laying his hands upon you. And when he laid his hands upon her, she was immediately made straight, and she glorified God. That's what gives us a glorifying heart. It would be so easy this morning just to keep going on with this service and giving praise and giving glory and giving worship to God. Amen. For what he has done for us and what he has helped us with today. And so do you have a longing to be set free from the things in your life? Amen. From the anxieties in your life? Amen. The pressures that weigh you down? Do you have a longing to be free from those things, those feelings, those things that just weigh you down? They just hold you down. This woman went 18 years bent over at the waist and walking. She was carrying that load, and all she needed was a touch of the Master's hand, and she stood up straight, and immediately she stood up straight and she glorified God. Amen. No matter how long you've been carrying these problems and these things that have been weighing you down, Jesus can set you free immediately. So you can stand up straight. You can throw your shoulders back. You can throw your head up high. Amen. And you can know that you have victory down in your heart and in your soul, and you too will be able to glorify God. And so at times we need to think back, amen, to the times that God has given us, amen, that joy and that freedom and that liberty, amen, that we once had. And sometimes we lose it because we get weighed down. So when Jesus called this woman to him as she entered the synagogue and he heals her, Jesus, he was showing great compassion. Remember, I read the scripture over in Matthew. He had compassion on the people because they were going about as sheep that didn't have a shepherd. When he saw this woman in the condition that she was in, he had a compassion on her. He was moved with the compassion. How did he do that? Because he saw that she was physically bent over. It was something that he was seeing with his eyes. And he was moved by her situation. He was moved by it. He thought, that has to be terrible to be walking like that for 18 years to be doing that. And then what he did is he took action to make the situation better. Amen. That is compassion. Jesus was moved internally, and then he acted in response to the situation. At times you need to be moved internally by things that you see in this world. Situations going on with different families. It's a spiritual thing that happens within you. It's a compassion that only God can give us. It's an empathy that only God can give us. Jesus had empathy for this woman. Amen. He looked at her. He put himself in her shoes. Sometimes we need to put ourselves in the shoes of the other person. It's so easy to say, no matter what somebody's facing, it's so easy to pat them on the back and say, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And you don't even really have any empathy. You don't have any idea of the feelings that that person is feeling. And if you're going to have empathy towards someone, you somehow have to catch a vision of the feelings that they're having, of the frustration they're having, of the hopelessness that they feel within. And if you put yourself in that situation, and then you can take action to make it better. Amen. And so what Jesus did was compassion. Amen. Jesus moved. And remember, Amen. Remember that this occurred on the Sabbath day in verse 14. And the ruler of the synagogue wasn't pleased with the actions of Jesus because it happened on the Sabbath day. And something that you might not realize unless you do a little bit of studying. By this time, amen, that we're at here where we read this story, the Jewish leaders, they used 39 verbs to describe actions which couldn't be done on the Sabbath day, and healing was one of them. It could not be done on the Sabbath day. He said there's 6 days that you can get healed. You don't need to get healed on the Sabbath day. Amen. And let that be something for us to remember because of the response of Jesus, what he said to her. There's just not certain days that Jesus will help you. He'll help you any day of the week. Amen. There's not one day above another with him. Whatever your situation, whatever your need is, in that hour, in that minute, he will help you right where you are. You don't have to wait till you get down to the church house. That's okay. Sometimes that's in God's ordinance and his divine providence to do it that way. But God can meet you right where you are. Don't put God in a box. Amen. The Jewish leaders were putting God in a box. Oh, this healing can happen 6 days a week, but it surely can't happen on the Sabbath day. Amen. And so that conversation that Jesus had with this religious leader is recorded in verses 14 and 15. Amen. And in verse 16, amen. We look at verse 16 here, and this shows the empathy that Jesus had for this woman. For this woman, she had been in this condition. Amen. And it says in verse 17, excuse me, I got to get my notes right here. She said this, I got to look up my paper back here, verses 14 and 15, verse 16. Lo, these 18 years, those 18 long years. Amen. And when Jesus, he knew, he recognized that it had been 18 years, and this caused the compassion to come out of him. When you look at somebody and you see that they're bound by the power of Satan, not every time is it going to happen to you, but there's going to be times that it's just going to hit you and you're going to think they've been like this most of their adult life. This thing has them so bound and so twisted and so messed up. You're not going to be like, well, serves them right. They just decided to go that way. There's going to be a compassion that moves within you, and you're going to realize that it hasn't been an easy 18 years for them. You know, oh, it's been 18 years. Oh, my son, my daughter, whatever the situation is, they've been in this condition for 5 years. That's just too bad. If compassion and empathy starts moving in your heart, you're going to look at, it's been 5 long years that they've been facing this mountain, that they've been facing this battle, that they've been facing this thing in their life. And you're moved with compassion. You want to do something to help them. And by using the word, we use this word long, Jesus understood how these years felt for this woman. When somebody's really bound by something and you see them, whether it's sickness or whether it's some kind of other vice that has a hold of them, when you look at them and you realize how it's been, is it just a case, oh, it's been 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year? Or does it mean, does it come to you like it's been a long time? It's been a hard battle for them. They're really in the thick of it. They really can't help themselves. And Jesus understood. What was Jesus doing? And this is what we need to do if we're going to have empathy with people. Jesus understood. He identified with the feelings that she was having. She was having these feelings walking bent over. It had to be a terrible condition for her to be in like that. And if you can identify with the feelings of someone that's going through something, then you can begin to help them. If you don't understand the feelings, we're quick to throw stones. We're quick to say, well, they got themselves into the situation. We're quick to say, well, if they want to get out of that, it's just as simple as this. They just need to stop what they're doing and turn and go in the other direction. It's not that easy. Amen. For the one that's facing something, it's not that easy for them just to lay down and turn and walk in the opposite direction. They need some empathy shown to them. We need to identify with the feelings that they're having. We need to be able to identify with the thoughts and the attitudes. Jesus identified with the thoughts and the attitudes that this woman was having. He put himself in her shoes. And so the next time a great need comes before you, or something you might even be facing in your life today, or someone else is facing in their life, you can put yourself in their situation and try to understand what it is that they're feeling. Empathy. Amen. What empathy is we attempt to understand what the other person feels. Now, true, if you're not going through it yourself, it's hard hard for you to understand how they really feel, but you can try with the best of your ability. Put yourself in that person's situation. Do you think that those people that are bound by the devil really enjoy being bound by the devil? I think not. Amen. People would like to change their way of living. They would like a deliverance. They would like a freedom, but they can't find that. Put yourself there. We need to nurture empathy. Amen. We need to nurture empathy, because if we nurture empathy in our hearts, what it's going to do is bring out compassion. And you've probably heard this statement before. If you have true compassion, it will lead to action. Because anytime Jesus was moved with compassion, there was an action that followed. But first of all, we have to have that empathy. We have to have empathy where we, there's a number of things, amen, that I have written down here. If we're going to have that empathy, we need to make an effort to understand others. It's not easy to do. Because when someone's speaking to us and telling us something, we're thinking about what we're going to say in response. Sometimes we just need to take a deep breath. We just need to be quiet and really try to understand what it is that they're going through. Make an effort to understand that individual. Why is it that they can't do whatever? Why is it this temptation is such a hard thing for them? Well, they just need to get over it. No, but why is it so difficult? Why are they having such a hard time? And this will nurture empathy, and empathy will lead to compassion. Amen. And we have to treat others, and this is something, if you're going to have empathy, you treat others with value. You don't treat them as objects. Well, that's just their problem. The drug addict, that's his problem. That's easy. He or she, whoever it is, they just need to stop doing what they're doing. I mean, they got themselves into their own dumb mess, and they just need to simply stop. You need, amen, to treat others with value and not as objects. There goes another one. Their life is wasted away. Treat them as somebody of value, no matter what their spiritual condition is. They have a soul. We need to treat people as though they have value. We're living in a world that's getting very open about sexual preferences and transgenders and these, I don't know what they call them. They go into the libraries and read what's drag queens and all of this stuff. In our hearts, it makes us sick to see this kind of stuff. But we need to treat them with value, not as objects. Jesus treated people with value. He didn't treat that woman at the well as an object. Man, she's been married. She's had 5 husbands. The man she's with now, she's a worthless. She's a no good for nothing. There's no hope for her. He treated her as somebody that had value. And if you want to have empathy, you got to treat people as though they treat others with value, not as objects. Now, Brother Kyle and his wife's working with them. They do the county ministry in the county jail here. They go over there for that. And I just use that as an example today. It would be easy for them to treat them as objects. There's nothing but prisoners, and they deserve to be in here for what they've done. They've messed up. This is what they deserve. They don't go over there with that attitude. How would they be able to help them? They don't treat them as objects. They treat them as somebody with value. To have empathy, you got to treat people with value. You could look at that woman that was bent over, and you could think, well, she's worthless. Boy, somebody has to help take care of her. She's not worth her salt. She don't have much value. She probably can't even clean her own house. She probably can't even do her own laundry. She can't even take care of her own animals, whatever responsibility that she had. If you look at people that way, you're treating them as objects. You got to look at people and treat them with value. And here's another thing, amen, to work empathy in your life. And we all lack in this area, myself included, but Jesus never lacked in this area. You need to pay close attention to what people are saying to you. Most of the time when somebody is talking to you, it's just the way our mind works. As they're talking, we're thinking what our response is going to be. We're not really hearing what people are saying to us. Amen. If you want to have empathy, you're going to really pay close attention to what they are saying to you. And then you're going to look for keywords. You're trying to help them. They're going to say, but I can't. But I don't understand. Different things you'll pick up on, like, wow. And you'll have an empathy for them. Pay close attention to what they are saying. Pay close attention to how they feel about the situation that they're facing. Well, I try and I do good, and then I just pay close attention to that. Amen. Pay close attention to what they're saying. Amen. And I believe it's a discernment of spirits that can come in here too, that can help you have empathy. But you need to learn to read people. There are people that are reaching out, And people, they'll talk to people, they'll reach out to somebody, and they don't even realize they were reaching out for help. Has that ever happened to you? Has that ever happened to me where somebody crossed my path and really what they were doing was reaching out for help and they got no help from me because I wasn't listening to what they're saying. I wasn't paying close attention to them. I was treating them as an object. And another word I could put in here, don't treat people as a problem. Well, they're just a problem. No, don't treat people that way. You need to learn to read people. Jesus made an effort to understand this woman's situation and treated her as someone of value. He didn't look at her and thought, man, you know, if she was bringing an offering in, I don't believe it even says, but maybe she was. And well, she probably don't have much to give. And she's, we're treating them as an object. They're a burden to society. If you think somebody's a burden to society, you're treating them as an object. You're not treating them as a person. You're not treating them as someone of value. They don't have any value. They're just taking up space. Jesus didn't look at that woman as though she was just taking up space. Amen. He looked at her as someone of value. Pay attention. Pay attention to what her body is saying. He was paying attention to what her body was saying. And I believe when she was walking, she just wasn't walking fast like this. I believe she might have had a cane. Maybe she had two sticks that she was leaning on. There was probably some grimacing. And he could see that she was struggling to come into the temple to do the worship that she felt she should do. Amen. And so when he uses the word these 18 years, amen, he picked up on her emotions. He knew that she was going through that for 18 years. This just wasn't one time thing. It wasn't something that happened yesterday and put her in this condition and he felt sorry for her. It was 18 years. You can't have compassion if you don't first have empathy. What's empathy? Putting yourself in the other person's shoes, putting yourself in the other person's head, understanding their thoughts, understanding the thought process. Jesus was moved by her suffering and he took action to change that situation. And so what do we need to do? We need to pray to God that we grow in empathy. Oh, we all want compassion. Oh, he was moved with compassion. I've heard sermons like that. Oh, and he had compassion on them, and he was moved with compassion. You can look those phrases up. They're in the Bible. Amen. I believe it's 12 times in the Old Testament that God was moved with compassion or God had compassion. I think it's recorded 6 times in the Gospels that Jesus was moved with compassion. And we think, oh, Lord, give me compassion. But you can't have compassion unless you have empathy first. Unless you have empathy first. And we need to have that compassion after the example of Jesus. When you see someone in need, oh, that's not my problem. You know, I just wish you well. You know, go. I give you Godspeed. And so in closing this morning, some questions, some soul searching that we can do. Can you relate with the bent over woman in any way? That bent over woman that came into the temple, can you relate with her in any way? Can you relate to, amen, with that bent over person that's in your life, the one that is being pulled down by things in this life? Has Jesus ever freed you from being weighed down, casting all your care upon him before because he cares for you? Has he ever helped you? Has he ever relieved you? Has he ever freed you from being weighed down? In what ways would you like him to free you this morning? Well, let's get personal about it. Are there some things that you're seeking freedom for in your life? And you've reached out to others, but you're just not making that connection. And you're thinking, how much plainer do I have to be? I have this situation. I have this issue. Nobody's really hearing me. I'm just screaming inside. I'm in pain inside. I'm hurting inside. And it's oppressing me. And soon it's going to depress me. I need some help in this situation. Amen. And so would you like God, amen, to free you from today? In what areas of empathy do you need to improve? We talked about them today. Think about this in closing. What areas do you need to improve? Do you need to make a better effort to understand others? Is your mind closed? They got themselves in that situation. They should have known better. What did they think was going to happen? Do you need, amen, to improve in empathy? You need to make a better effort to understand others. Are you treating others as objects or as people? Think about that. You want to grow in empathy. You treating them as objects? Are you treating them as problems? Or are you treating them as people? Can you lay a hand on their shoulder and say, I'm standing with you. I wish you the best. I pray the best. Whatever word you wanted to put in there. Are you treating others as objects and not people? Do you really hear what other people are saying to you? Do you really hear what other people are saying to you? They'll say one thing, but deep down, what are they really saying? Are there people that are really reaching out to you and crying out to you for help and you're not hearing what they're saying? Do you, amen, hear what others are saying unto you? And do you hear, amen, what others are feeling about what they're saying? Somebody will say something, and are you picking up on how they're really feeling about it? When somebody's talking to you, you'll walk away, and if you're feeling it, you're going to feel they're really frustrated. They're really upset. They really feel like there's no hope. Or otherwise, you just walk away and say, well, I just wish you best, and you're not hearing what they're saying. And do you need help in this area? Do you need God's help to be able to read people better? To read them better, like there's something there. There's something there, and God can help you do that. Think about your own life. Has anyone ever showed empathy or compassion to you? And I think about our own brother Brian. Amen. I'll probably kill the story up, but I'll try to tell it. Amen. The best I can. He was a young boy, I think about 14 or 15 years old. I'm not going to name because we don't like to name denominational churches or other churches. You can ask him about the story later. But it was a church that he was going to, and they were out hiking somewhere or something with these group of teenagers. And there was one person in that group that was a leader. What I said here, just think about your own life. Has anyone ever showed empathy or compassion to you? He remembers that. And as he testified before, it was a pivotal point in his life. He thought, wow, somebody really cares. They're not just saying words to everybody. Oh, Jesus cares. We care. But they took time with me, held everybody else up. It spoke to him. Think about those times. Who do you find it easy to show empathy and compassion to? Who do you find it easy to show empathy and compassion to? And who do you find it hard to show empathy and compassion for? Hopefully there's some in your life that it's easy for you to show compassion to them. It's easy for you to put yourself in their shoes. You can understand it. But there's some in your life that you just don't have the time of day for. I just can't understand it. I just don't get it. We just get disgusted. This is just what they need to do. We need to work on those areas. Amen. Why are some easy to have empathy for and others are so hard to have empathy for? We're going to have that empathy for them. We're going to have that compassion for them. We need to do some soul searching. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. It's noon right now. And so I want you to do some soul searching. You can do it right there in your seats. You can come around the altar for a few moments of time and pray, God, help me. Jesus, help me to have empathy and compassion on others. God, surely that there's something that I can do to help the situation, God. Lord, as you've seen this woman, you had an empathy for her, God. You put yourself in her situation. You understood it wasn't just 18 years, but it was 18 long years, God. Lord, help us, Jesus. Lord, that we're not treating others as objects, but we are treating them as people with needs. They have real problems. They have real situations, God. Lord, that you will help us, God, to grow in this area in our lives, God. Lord, that we can reach out and we can make a difference in another person's life, God. Lord, by truly trying to understand them, trying to put ourselves in their situation. God, stopping and taking time with people, Jesus. Lord, that's what you did when you was here upon this earth. You took time with people. You just didn't brush people off and tell them just to move on their way. You had compassion on them. You moved and you helped them, God. Father, minister unto us today, God. Lord, if there's any of us here today, God, that are bound down by anything, God, we've been bowed down within our soul. Our spirit has been bowed down within us. Lord, that spiritual man has been bowed down within us, God. Lord, I pray that we will rise up this day in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there's any here today that are bowed down within, Lord, by the cares and things of this life, God, and they're having a hard time in their faith. It's hard for them to trust you. God, strengthen their hearts today. Help them this day. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, as you laid your hands on this woman, she straightway, God, immediately, she stood up and walked and she glorified you, God. Lord, we can see an immediate change in our situation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak deliverance this day in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we come against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places that tries to tamp us down, tries to hold us down, God. Lord, that we can rise up within you, God, in the name of Jesus this day. Help us, O God. Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name that you arise within our hearts this day, God. Lord, help us, Jesus. Lord, that we'll see people as people, God. Lord, that we'll listen to them, we'll care about them. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your help this day in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. There might be a better song that's more appropriate, but the part of this song's good. Amen. For what we shared this day, what you got to do, you have to let God arise within your hearts. And so just a couple of times, let's sing that song. Let God arise and his enemies will be scattered. If you let God arise, if you let empathy and compassion arise within your heart, the enemy will be scattered from other people's lives. But you got to let that arise. It's not natural to put yourself in another person's situation. That's not natural. That's not something that we're born with. It's something that we have to nurture. It's something that we have to develop. God, help us to develop this today. God, that you'll arise, and in that way, people can be set free. Amen. I worked almost 20 years in long-term care, and you go into a nursing home, and a lot of the general consensus is they're just a bunch of mean, old, crabby, grouchy people. Put yourself in their shoes. You lived a wonderful life. Now there you are. Everything's been taken away from you. You got a little bed, you got a little closet, and you don't really have a purpose for even living. How are you going to react if you're in that situation? And a lot of times people will react to us in ways that we think wasn't correct and right. Maybe we need to try to treat them as people and understand what it is that they're going through. And if you were facing the same situation that they're facing, how would you react to other people? That's empathy. Not just thinking, oh, somebody struck out at me. Boy, that was terrible what they did to me. Have a little bit of empathy. Why was it? And Pastor Issa has made this comment before. Use this example. You might see somebody along the way, and they just might seem way out of sorts and just almost be rude to you. And you're like, well, what did I do to deserve that? Maybe they just got a diagnosis that day that they have an incurable disease. And you're the first one that they see after they come out of the doctor's office. What kind of a set mindset do you think they're going to have? It's not going to be, oh, praise God, glory to God. It's going to be one that's a little bit depressed and distressing, and they might snap. Have empathy with people. And as we have that empathy with them and put ourselves in their situation, treat them as people, not objects, and then compassion can kick in and you can do something to help them. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You're dismissed. Lord, we pray you'll bless this food. Thank you for it, God. Bless our fellowship. We love you, Jesus.